Welcome to your definitive guide to service dog finances. Hey there, fellow service dog enthusiast. I'm thrilled you've chosen to dive into this guide. We're going to chat about something that's surprisingly tricky yet absolutely crucial: how to budget effectively for unexpected expenses when you're a service dog owner in Australia. You might be wondering, why this guide, specifically? Well, I vividly remember when I first embarked on this journey. It was frustratingly difficult to find a comprehensive resource that covered both the financial and practical aspects of owning a service dog. This guide aims to fill that very gap and be the mentor I genuinely wish I had back then. What's interesting is, even with years of experience, I still find myself emphasizing these points to new owners. The landscape of service dog ownership has evolved significantly over the past few years, particularly in how we approach financial planning. With inflation affecting veterinary costs and the increasing sophistication of medical treatments available for our four-legged partners, the financial considerations have become more complex than ever before. This isn't meant to discourage you, quite the opposite. Understanding these complexities upfront empowers you to make informed decisions that will benefit both you and your service dog throughout your partnership. Laying the groundwork, what most owners miss so, let's start with some foundational concepts. You probably already know that owning a service dog involves a lot more than just the upfront costs. Here's the thing though, many people, even experienced pet owners, tend to overlook the unexpected expenses that can crop up. These aren't just minor inconveniences, they can include emergency vet bills, specialized training refreshers, or even unplanned travel costs if your service dog accompanies you everywhere. I've seen firsthand how a single unforeseen event can derail a carefully planned budget if you're not prepared. What makes service dog budgeting particularly unique is the specialized nature of their training and equipment. Unlike regular pets, service dogs require ongoing professional development, specialized gear that meets specific standards, and often more frequent health monitoring due to their working status. For instance, a service dog's harness isn't just any harness, it's a precision tool that may cost anywhere from $200 Australian to $800 Australian. And it needs replacement more frequently due to daily use in various environments. Now, it's vital to keep in mind that life with a service dog in Australia involves adhering to specific regulations and standards. For instance, did you know that service dogs are exempt from certain access restrictions under the Disability Discrimination Act? This means they can accompany you to most public places, which is fantastic for independence, but it also means you need to be prepared for any scenario, anywhere. This accessibility comes with additional responsibilities. Your service dog must maintain impeccable behavior and health standards, which can translate to more frequent veterinary checkups, professional grooming, and ongoing training maintenance. The Australian legal framework also means that your service dog has rights that regular pets don't enjoy, but with these rights come heightened expectations. Airlines, for example, may require specific health certificates for travel, and some venues might request documentation of your dog's training credentials. These administrative requirements, while manageable, can add unexpected costs to your budget if you're not prepared. The reality check: unforeseen costs you can prepare for. One particular client taught me a truly valuable lesson early in my career: a veterinary emergency can hit your finances incredibly hard if you're not prepared. Her dog, a beautiful Labrador, had an unexpected surgery that cost over $3,000 Australian. Luckily, she had a financial cushion, but it underscored for me just how essential it is to proactively plan for these scenarios. In fact, recent research from HCF and PetSure in 2024 indicates that a significant 80% of Australian pet owners are worried about pet care costs, and many would struggle to cover an unexpected expense exceeding $3,000. This isn't just theory, it's a very real concern. Building on this reality, let me share another eye-opening example. A golden retriever service dog named Max required emergency surgery after ingesting a foreign object during a routine outing. The total cost, including emergency consultation, surgery, overnight monitoring, and follow-up care, reached $4,200. What made this particularly challenging was that Max couldn't work during his recovery period, meaning his handler needed alternative assistance arrangements, adding another layer of unexpected costs. The most common unexpected expenses I've encountered include emergency veterinary care, ranging from $500 Australian for minor issues to $8,000 Australian plus for complex surgeries, replacement of specialized equipment due to wear or damage, $200 to $1,500 depending on the item, additional training sessions if behavioral issues arise, odd $150-$300 per session, travel-related costs for veterinary specialists, particularly relevant in rural areas, and temporary care arrangements during the handler's illness or hospitalization. Smart strategies for building your service dog's financial safety net. Here's where we get to the clever stuff, the practical steps you can take today. Have you considered setting up a dedicated savings account just for your service dog? It doesn't have to be much to start. Even a small percentage of your monthly income, consistently put aside, can build a solid buffer against unexpected expenses over time. Plus, it's always incredibly reassuring to know you've got a plan B tucked away. I recommend the pay-yourself-first approach. Treat your service dog's emergency fund like a non-negotiable bill. Set up an automatic transfer of odd $50-$100 per month, or whatever you can comfortably manage, into a high-interest savings account dedicated solely to your service dog's needs. Over time, this seemingly small amount compounds significantly. For example, $75 per month becomes $900 annually, and $2,700 over 3 years, enough to cover most emergency scenarios. Another critical tip I always share, thoroughly review your insurance options. The 2025 guide, Advanced Service Dog Insurance AU, suggests exploring policies that cover a wide range of scenarios. Pet insurance, especially for assistance animals, can be surprisingly nuanced, so it genuinely pays to understand what's included and, crucially, what's not. Don't just skim the fine print. Consider also establishing relationships with multiple veterinary clinics in your area. Having a primary vet, an emergency clinic, and a specialist referral center identified beforehand can save precious time during emergencies and sometimes money too. Many clinics offer wellness plans or payment arrangements for established clients, which can significantly ease the financial burden of unexpected health issues. Level up your budgeting, proactive strategies, and smart tools as you get more comfortable with budgeting for your service dog. You'll find exciting opportunities to refine your approach. For example, keeping meticulous track of your expenses via intuitive apps like Pocketbook can reveal spending patterns you didn't even know existed. It's often a real eye-opener. And please, don't shy away from negotiating with service providers. Sometimes, simply asking can lead to discounts or more favorable terms. You'd be surprised how often it works. Modern budgeting tools have revolutionized how we can manage service dog expenses. Apps like YNAB, You Need a Budget, or even simple spreadsheet templates can help you categorize expenses into routine care, emergency funds, equipment replacement, and training costs. This granular approach helps identify exactly where your money goes and where you might optimize spending. One advanced strategy I've seen work exceptionally well is the seasonal budgeting approach. Service dogs often have predictable seasonal needs, more frequent grooming in summer, potential paw protection in winter, or increased activity-related wear on equipment during certain times of year. By anticipating these patterns, you can spread costs more evenly throughout the year rather than facing large, unexpected bills. Looking for more expert insights on navigating the financial landscape? Check out our 2025 Trends in Aussie Service Dog Insurance for the latest industry shifts that could profoundly affect your budgeting strategy. Staying informed is half the battle. Consider also joining service dog owner communities and forums where members often share money-saving tips, recommend reliable suppliers, or even organize group purchases for equipment. The collective wisdom of experienced handlers can be invaluable in identifying cost-effective solutions you might not discover on your own. Your burning questions, answered by an expert: how much should you really set aside annually? Budgeting for unexpected expenses can vary widely depending on your dog's breed, age, and health. However, a good rule of thumb is to set aside at least $1,000 to $2,000 annually specifically for unforeseen costs. This accounts for potential emergency vet visits, equipment replacements, and other sudden needs. While the average annual cost of owning a dog in Australia sits around $3,218, that figure often doesn't fully capture the unexpected spikes. According to PetSure's 2024 data, the average cost for a single emergency vet bill can be around $1,500, but complex issues like foreign body ingestion requiring surgery can easily exceed $5,000, with some cases reaching over $40,000. This reinforces why that dedicated buffer is so crucial. To put this in perspective, Let me break down what I've observed across different scenarios. For a young, healthy service dog, 1 to 3 years, setting aside $1,000 to $1,500 annually is typically sufficient. For middle-aged dogs, 4 to 7 years, I recommend increasing this to $1,500 to $2,500, as this is when some breed-specific health issues may begin to emerge. For senior service dogs, 8-plus years, the emergency fund should ideally reach $2,500 to $4,000 annually, as older dogs naturally require more medical attention and may need more frequent equipment adjustments due to changing physical needs. What are the most common unexpected costs? Unexpected expenses often include emergency veterinary care, think sudden illnesses, accidents or injuries, sudden travel needs if you're away from home, and essential equipment replacements like harnesses, mobility aids, or specialized leashes that wear out unexpectedly. Regularly evaluating your dog's health and equipment can help you anticipate some of these needs before they become urgent, but the truly unexpected ones are what the emergency fund is for. From my experience, the top 5 unexpected costs are emergency veterinary care, 42% of unexpected expenses, equipment failure or damage, 23%, additional training or behavioral support, 15%, travel-related emergencies, 12%, and temporary care arrangements, 8%. Understanding these proportions can help you allocate your emergency fund more strategically. Equipment failures deserve special attention because they're often overlooked. A service dog's working gear experiences significant wear and tear. I've seen harnesses fail during critical moments, GPS trackers malfunction during travel, and specialized mobility equipment break without warning. Having backup equipment or rapid replacement funds can mean the difference between continued independence and temporary loss of your service dog's assistance. Is pet insurance truly worth the investment? In most cases, yes, absolutely. Pet insurance can significantly offset costs related to accidents or illnesses, providing invaluable peace of mind. However, it's vital to choose the right policy, as premiums are on the rise. CanStar data from July 2025 shows an average annual premium of $1,359 for dogs, with some breeds costing much more. It's not a set-it-and-forget-it decision. For a deeper dive into making an informed choice, you might want to read our article on Top Pet Insurance for Assistance Dogs 2025 OUS. The mathematics of pet insurance become particularly compelling for service dogs due to their higher-than-average veterinary needs. Consider this real example: a policy costing $1,200 annually within $200 excess covered $12,000 in cancer treatment for a service dog, resulting in a net saving of $10,600. However, insurance isn't just about the big claims, it's about predictable budgeting. Knowing your maximum annual exposure, premium plus excess, allows for more accurate financial planning. How to snag the best insurance deal for your service dog? My personal recommendation: shop around aggressively and compare policies from different providers. Pay close attention to what is and isn't covered, as well as the excess fees and annual limits. Remember, not all policies are created equal, especially when it comes to assistance dogs. Our Choose the Best 2025 Astronomical Units Service Dog Insurance article offers a comprehensive review of top plans and can guide you through the maze of options. When comparing policies, create a spreadsheet with key factors: annual premium, excess amount, annual benefit limit, coverage for hereditary conditions, waiting periods, and exclusions. Pay particular attention to coverage for behavioral therapy and alternative treatments like physiotherapy or hydrotherapy, which service dogs may need more frequently than pets. Don't overlook multi-pet discounts if you have other animals, loyalty discounts for long-term customers, or professional discounts that might apply to your situation. Some insurers offer reduced premiums for dogs with certain training certifications or health monitoring devices. Facing a financial bind? Here's your action plan if, despite your best efforts, you find yourself in a sudden financial bind due to your service dog's needs. Don't panic. Reach out to your vet immediately to discuss payment plans or inquire about financial assistance programs. Many clinics genuinely understand that pet emergencies are unpredictable and may offer flexible payment options or direct you to charities that can help. Communication is key here. Several Australian organizations provide financial assistance for service dog medical expenses. The RSPCA's Pet Care Assistance Program, various state-based animal welfare organizations, and specialized disability support charities sometimes offer emergency grants. Additionally, some veterinary schools provide reduced-cost services through their teaching clinics, though this typically involves longer appointment times and may not be suitable for urgent situations. Consider also reaching out to your service dog training organization, as many maintain emergency assistance funds for graduates facing financial hardship. These organizations understand the critical nature of the human service dog partnership and may offer temporary financial support or connect you with other resources. Wrapping up, my personal recommendation: so, where do we go from here? My strongest recommendation is to start by assessing your current financial situation, and then make a concrete plan to build that emergency fund. Next, explore insurance options with a truly critical eye, ensuring they genuinely meet your unique needs and your service dog's specific requirements. Most importantly, stay informed and proactive. A little preparation today can save you a whole lot of stress and significant financial strain tomorrow. The journey of service dog ownership is incredibly rewarding, but it requires thoughtful financial planning to ensure you can provide the best possible care for your working partner. Start small if necessary, even $25 Australian per month into an emergency fund is better than nothing. Build your knowledge gradually, connect with other service dog handlers, and don't hesitate to seek professional financial advice if your situation is complex. Remember, budgeting for a service dog in Australia is indeed more nuanced than it appears on the surface, but with the right strategies and mindset, you can navigate it successfully and confidently. I hope this guide has been both informative and empowering, and I genuinely wish you all the best on your incredibly rewarding journey as a service dog owner. Your service dog provides you with independence, companionship, and specialized assistance that enhances your quality of life immeasurably. By taking control of the financial aspects of this partnership, you're ensuring that this incredible relationship can flourish without the stress of financial uncertainty. Here's to many happy, healthy, and financially secure years with your service dog. Tags: service dog budgeting, unexpected expenses, Australia service dogs, pet insurance, financial planning, emergency funds, service dog ownership.